各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神。
Our heavenly Father.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
感谢你在创世以前，你就为我们定了这个日子。
We thank you have ordained this day in before the earth.
主，我们真的是知道你是这样子的爱我们。
So that we know you love us so much.
让我们能够一起来到你的面前，敬拜你，歌颂你，赞美你。
So that we may come together before you to worship you, to praise you, to sing praises.
我们也能够纪念你在我们身上的作为。
We can also remember your great deeds on us.
你的恩典。
Your blessings.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们来到你面前，我们向你求。
We come before you to pray.
真的是求你自己的恩典。能够赐给我们。
We ask your blessings to be given us.
让我们能够明白你的话语。
So that we may understand your words.
让我们能够明白你自己的奥秘。
So that we may understand the mystery of your words.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 最近我自己在读《帖撒罗尼迦前后书》。
Recently, I am studying the first and second Thessalonians.
我想要学一些有关祷告的功课。
So I want to learn some lessons about praying.
但是呢，我发现呢，这个《帖撒罗尼迦》的教会啊，是一个很特别的教会。
But I realized that the church in Thessalonica is a very special church.
那么在《使徒行传》里面很短的记载到。这个保罗跟他们之间的关系。
There was a brief recording of the relationship between Paul and the church.
就在《使徒行传》第十七章。
Chapter 17 of the Acts.
那么然后呢，我就发现保罗去传福音的时候，那在那里碰到了很多的困难。
I also realized that Paul ran into many trouble when he went there to preach.
然后他们也有一些信徒受到逼迫。
Many of their believers were also persecuted.
但是我发现这个帖撒罗尼迦教会，我觉得它是在属灵的事情上是一个很有深度的教会。
I realize the church in Thessalonica is they have great depth in their spiritual life.
从使徒行传里面我们也看不出来这个教会有多大。
We cannot tell how big the church is from the book of Acts.
那么从他的书信里面我们也不知道这个教会有多大。
From thePaul's letters, we cannot tell how big the church is.
但是我读了这个帖撒罗尼迦前后书之后，我发现保罗对他们很有一种出于爱的一种关心。
After I finished reading those two letters, I realized Paul has a great love and care for them.
好像在其他的书信里面，除了他跟提摩太写的书信之外，但是我觉得对教会来讲，他好像，就是。这个帖撒罗尼迦的教会是在他的心上。
Well, compared to other the epistles, except the letter to Timothy, seems that he has this church on his mind.
我就被这个教会它的属灵的程度吸引。
So I'm deeply attracted by their spiritual growth.
从哪里开始呢
？Where do I start?
就是从第一章开始。
From chapter one.
首先是在第二节跟第三节。
Beginning with chapter one, verse.2 and 3,
就是保罗为这个教会的感谢和为他们祷告。
Here is Paul's thanks for the church and the prayer for the church.
保罗说这个教会他们在信心、爱心、盼望上都很有成就。
Paul said they have a great achievement in their faith, in their hope, and their love.
或者我们应该是说很有果子哈。
They have borne fruit.
那么到了第四节
，When you came to verse 4,
那保罗就称他们是。为神所爱的。
Then he called them their brothers loved by God.
我自己看到这里的时候，我心里面就很羡慕啊。
I admire them when I read to this point.
那么虽然我们不知道这个教会有多少人。
We don't know how many people in that church.
但是我们知道这个教会在神面前所做的事情。
But we know what they did.For God.
而且是在三件事情上很重要的三件事情，信望爱。
So the most important three things: the faith, the hope, and love.
所以保罗说，他 他们是为神所爱的。
That's why Paul said they were loved by God.
而且在第四节的时候, 保罗很肯定地讲了一句话。
In verse 4, Paul was real firm in saying,
他说, 我知道你们是蒙拣选的。
I know that you are, they have, he has chosen you.
所以当我把这两本书看完了之后, 再回到这个第一章的时候, 我就想到, 这是一个教会, 它在属灵的上面是有深度的。
So after I read the both letters, I came back to chapter 1, I think this is a church have great depth in their faith.
或者是有品质的。
So they have a quality.
对, 就是有一个 quality 在那个地方。 那么, 他们, 保罗就告诉他们, 他们是蒙拣选的。
So Paul told them they were chosen.
我就在想, 保罗怎么知道他们是蒙拣选的?
How does Paul knew?
那么我就看到第五节的时候, 他在第一个字, 第一个, 第两个字就说, 因为。
In verse 5, he says that because.
所以保罗知道他们是蒙拣选的, 为什么呢? 就是在第五节里面。
The reason they were chosen is in verse 5.
保罗讲, 他说因为我们的福音传到你们那里不独在乎言语也在乎全能和圣灵并充足的信心。
Because our gospel came to you not simply with words but also with the power with the Holy Spirit and with deep conviction.
正如你们知道我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人。
You know how we lived among you for your sake.
这是第一件事情,保罗他很清楚地知道他们是蒙拣选的。
So this is the first thing Paul clearly knows they were chosen.
保罗不是看这个教会所结出来的果子。
He wasn't just looking at the fruit they bore.
他先看的是神的福音。
The first he saw was the gospel of God.
然后才看人的果子。
Then he will see the fruit of the man.
这就是第六节所说的。
That's what he said in verse 6.
他说，并且你们在大难中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我，我们也效法了主。这就是他第二个原因。不，我们今天先看呢，第一个原因，现在先看第一个原因。
So first, today we only see the first reason.
第一个原因就是他说，我们的福音传到你们那里。
The first reason. Our gospel came to you.
保罗看一个人拣选是不是蒙拣选, 他先不去看人所结的果子。
So when he wanted to know if they were chosen, he wasn't first looking, but he first looked at if their message.
他主要就是看这个纯正的福音。
He wants to be sure the message is true.
而且保罗他说是我们的福音。
Our gospel, he says.
很多人觉得保罗很骄傲,
Some of them may think of Paul is very proud.
保罗为什么这么肯定,这么绝对?
How can he be so absolute, so confirmed?
保罗知道他自己所传的福音是一个纯正的福音。
Paul knows the gospel he spread is the true one.
而且是直接从神启示而来的。
Because it's directly inspired by, revealed by God.
在他写信给加拉太的教会的信里面。
In the letter he wrote to Galatians,
他很肯定地告诉他们,
he was confirmed to them.
他说如果有人传别的福音,不是我们所传的, 这个人就应当被咒诅。
So if anyone who preached the one that we did not preach, he should be cursed.
他说如果有人传福音,不是你们领受的, 这个人也应当被咒诅。
If somebody preached that but not you have received, he should be cursed.
保罗很清楚知道, 他所传的福音是从哪里来的。
Paul clearly knows where does his message come from.
在罗马书第一章16节那边告诉我们, 他说因为我不以福音为耻, 这福音本是神的大能, 是神借着这个福音要救一切相信的人。
So Paul in Romans chapter 1 said that I'm not ashamed of the gospel. The gospel is God's great power to save us.
保罗很确定他所传的福音。
So Paul is confirmed the gospel he preaches.
而且保罗他自己也经历了这个福音。
And he also lived this, to experience this gospel.
保罗在第二章第二节的时候, 他称, 他说是神的福音。
In verse 2, chapter 2, verse 2, he said, this is the gospel of God.
但是他在这里的时候，他说是我们的福音。
But here he says our gospel.
什么叫做我们的福音呢？
What is our gospel?
就是本来是一个福音，但是保罗自己经历了，所以变成他们他自己的福音了。
So it was a gospel, but Paul experienced it, so it became his.
仍然是神的福音。
It's still God's gospel.
但是他传出来的时候，他整个 他自己整个人就跟福音一起传出来。
But when he preached it, he himself was also preached.
所以他接下去他说，正如你们知道我们在你们那里为人是怎么样。
Just like you know how we lived among you.
保罗所传的这个福音不是只是言语。
So this is not the gospel of words.
不是只是讲出来一些漂亮的话。
It's not quite a glorified speech.
不是一些辞藻优美的文句。
It's not beautiful words.
他接下去他说，乃在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。
So it is that the power and the faith.
这些都是保罗他自己的经历。
So these are all Paul's experiences.
保罗他自己经历过，他知道这是神的信息。
Because he experienced it, he knows that's God's message, therefore it has power.
不是行了什么神迹,
it's not because he has any miracles.
也不是他赶了什么鬼,
it's not because he chased any demons.
也不是他讲了什么方言,
it's not because he spoke in tongues.
乃是因为圣灵在他心里面的工作。
But it's the work of the Spirit in him.
接下去他说, 还有一个就是充足的信心。
And he said this abundant faith.
那么这个地方英文呢, 是翻译成conviction。
Here the word is conviction.
那么是说保罗他有一个坚定的信念。
He has a convicted belief.
这些信念是从哪里来的?
Where this came from?
都是圣灵在他心里面的工作。
It's because the work of the Spirit in him.
就好像保罗对加拉太人写的时候,
It's just like when Paul wrote to the Galatians.
在对加拉太人写信的时候，他里面有一个问题，他提出来。
He posed them a question.
就是提到底要不要给提多受割礼。
So whether they should circumcise Titus.
Titus，提多是一个希腊人。
He's a Greek.
照着犹太教的规矩，他应该要受割礼。
And the Jewish custom, he should be circumcised.
照着那些犹太教 信主的那些人，他们也说他应该要受割礼。
And those Even those who are the Jewish who believe in Christ, they also think he should be circumcised.
但是在这件事情上，保罗的信念非常非常坚定。
But on this matter, Paul is very convicted.
他说，就是死，他也不会给提多受割礼。
Even if that, I will not circumcise him.
这就是他的信念。
This is his conviction.
这就是他的能力。
This is his power.
那个能力啊，并不是说他行了什么神迹啊，乃是说圣灵在他里面，所以他有很坚定的信念。所以他当他到了以色列人当，到了这天上的家人当中的时候，蛮有能力表现出来。
So this power is not his ability to perform miracles, but because of his conviction, so when he came to Thessalonica, he's full of power.
我们看一下《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章。
Look at chapter 2 of Thessalonica.
从第二节开始,
From verse 2.
在这里保罗就显示出来, 在他当他到了帖撒罗尼迦的时候, 在大征战当中, 他仍然显示出来那能力。
Here it shows even though he had some great tribulation, he still has his power.
第二节说, 他放开胆量。
It says he dared that, dare to tell you.
他很大胆的。
He was there to do this.
他有胆量。
He has the courage.
然后他到了人群当中的时候，他不是要讨人的喜欢。
When he came to the crowd, he was not to please them.
乃是要讨神的喜欢。
But he wanted to please God.
所以他的信息是有能力的。
That's why his message has power.
然后第七节、第八节那边告诉我们说，他也不用谄媚的话。
Verse 7, verse 8, he doesn't want to use those words to please.
他有一种很真诚的心。
He has a true, earnest heart.
然后接下去，他又告诉我们，他对他们像一个父亲，像一个母亲一样。
Then he tells us he treats them as if as their mother and their father.
他把他自己奉献给他们。
He offered himself to them.
甚至死也情愿。
Even willing to die.
所以在这里我们看见保罗，因为他自己对他所知道的信息，他所知道的福音，他有确实的把握。
You can see that he has a true confidence in his message, in his word.
他知道是从神来的。
He knows it comes from God.
所以他很大胆的进到帖撒罗尼迦。
Therefore, he dared to come to Thessalonica.
他也很大胆的把神的话讲出来。
He can dare to speak God's word.
他也不怕得罪任何的人。
He not fear of offending anyone.
他唯一要讨喜欢的，就是讨神的喜欢。
The only one he wants to please is God.
他一成不变的心意。
He has never changed his mind.
这些能力从哪里来的？
Where does the power come from?
就是他对神的信心。
In his faith in God.
就是圣灵在他里面的工作。
It's the work of the Spirit in him.
保罗为了当时的教会。
Paul for the churches of those days.
犹太人在当时的教会最大的一个逼迫就是从犹太人来的。
The great persecution of those churches came from the Jewish people.
那么那些人就是要逼迫保罗，要这些外邦人，要他们遵守法律、律法。
So they pressured Paul to make those Gentiles follow the law.
特别是要他们受割礼。
Especially want them to be circumcised.
但是保罗就是不屈服。
But Paul will never release.
就是因为他的顺服。
Because of his submission,
所以能力就从他身上显出来。
Therefore, power comes from him.
我们在加拉太书里面看见。
We saw that in the Galatians.
彼得和巴拿巴。
Peter and Barnabas.
他们两个都是神所重用的这个仆人。
They were both servants of God.
但是因为他们在这件事情上，他们屈服了。
But because they compromised on this matter,
他们的嘴巴软了。
So they become soft.
所以他们就软弱了
Therefore, they are weak.
就没有能力
They lost power.
这就是保罗他知道这些帖撒罗尼迦人为什么他们是蒙拣选的
And this is why Paul knows why the people in Thessalonica are chosen.
这是第一个原因
That's the first reason.
第二个原因
The second reason.
我们看第六节
Let's read verses
他说并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐领受真道就效法我们也效法了主
you became imitators of us and of the Lord in spite of severe suffering you welcome the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit
第六节他从他自己跟福音之间的关系转到教会跟福音之间的关系
soFrom verse 6, he turns from his relationship and the gospel to the relation between the church and the gospel.
在这里让我们看见帖撒罗尼迦人的转变也是因为圣灵在他们当中。
Here we can see the change of the Thessalonians are because of the Holy Spirit.
他说你们蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐。
You have given the joy of the Spirit.
保罗的意思就是说圣灵的喜乐不是圣灵所赐的喜乐
So this is the joy in the spirit
特别是在大难当中
Especially in great suffering
所以我们很清楚的知道这些加拉太人他们里面是有圣灵在他们中间工作
So we know they are spirit working in them
如果我们去看使徒行传第十七章的话
If we go to chapter 17
我们就知道帖撒罗尼迦人对保罗所传的福音是敌对的
We know that the Thessalonican post of Paul.
保罗说他们是在大难之中。
Paul said they were in great suffering.
然后我们在那个地方，我们也看到他们有其中有一些弟兄就被关就被被逼迫。
So many of their brothers were persecuted.
在这种情况之下
，in those circumstances,
他们还表现出来一个喜乐的心。
They still have.The heart of joy.
就证明了圣灵，圣灵是在他们心里面。
So it proves that the Spirit is in them.
所以因着圣灵的工作，他们就能够接受这个真道。
Because of the work of the Spirit, they can receive the truth.
不但接受
，Not only they receive them,
而且他们愿意效法保罗，而且也要效法主。
So they become imitators of Paul.And imitators of the Lord.
他们愿意做主的门徒。
They're willing to become disciples of the Lord.
这是因为他们的改变。
This is their change.
现在我们来看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
他说因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神要服侍那又真又活的神等候他儿子从天降临就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣在这里我们看见帖撒罗尼迦人他们的改变
Here we can see the people of Thessalonica, how they changed.
他们怎么改变?
How did they change?
福音临到他们的时候,
when gospel came upon them,
因为神自己的拣选,
because of God's own choosing,
所以他们能够离弃偶像,
so they can desert the idols,
就是他们能够认罪,
so they can confess their sins,
就是他们能够悔改,
so they can repent.
圣经上告诉我们说, 他们离弃偶像,
The Bible tells they left, deserted the idol,
然后归向神,
and they turned to God.
原来是往东走,
they were going eastward.
但是神拣选了他们,
but God chose them.
所以他们就可以往西走,
so they come westward.
来归向神,
to turn to God.
目的是什么?
What's the purpose?
目的是要他们来服侍神,
they want to serve God.
服侍哪一位神呢?
Serve which God?
就是那一位又真又活的神,
so the true and living God.
其实圣经上告诉我们就是他们成为神的奴仆
Become the servant of God
我们在这里看见帖撒罗尼迦人因为他们蒙神拣选然后他们有一个结果就是他们的世界观彻底的改变
So we can see those people because they believe in God so their worldview changed
他们过去是拜偶像
In the past they worship idols
拜偶像是什么样的一个世界观呢?
What kind of worldview is worshiping that idol?
拜偶像其实就是以自我为中心。
So if you worship the idol, you think to leave it self-centered.
在但以理书里面有一个王就是这个样子。
There was a king in the book of Daniel, it's like that.
那么这但以理书是个预言呢,
So we know Daniel is a prophet.
他就讲到有一个王,这个王啊, 他就是 什么偶像,哪一国的神啊,对他有好处,他就把它装修起来。
So there was a king, whichever the idol that benefits him, he will build a big idol.
然后他会把它涂上金子,
and it was painted with gold.
然后就要人去拜他,
then he wanted people to worship him.
因为这个偶像他觉得对他是有帮助的,
because this idol helps him.
我从这里我就看见, 其实拜偶像的人是以自己为中心的,
that's why I can tell people who worship idol, they are self-centered.
其实是他要这个偶像来服侍他,
he wants the idol to serve him.
他是最大的,
because he is the greatest.
这就是拜偶像的世界观,
that is the worldview of idol worshiping.
我们常常在不是说批评哈，评论一个人的时候
I'm not criticized when we're talking about someone
如果我们说这个人是以自我为中心的
if we say he's self-centered
我们后面还有什么好讲的
what else can we say
没有什么好讲的
there's nothing more
只要这个话一出来我们就大概就猜得到就可以画一个像这个人是什么样的人
so now we can imagine what the person is like
但是 因为神临到他们，因为神拣选了他们，
But God came upon them, God
所以他们
them.
他们能够悔改，
they can repent.
他们能够离弃原来他们所走的路子，
they can desert the way they used to go.
能够归向神，
they can turn to God.
能够服侍神，
they can serve God.
不但如此，
not only this.
他们对于将来的事情，
for the future thing.
他们把他们人生终极的目标不是放在这个地上。
So their ultimate goal in life is no longer on this world.
乃是将来主耶稣再来的时候,
and they look up to the second coming of the Lord.
就好像哥罗西书那边告诉我们说, 他说我们就应当求在天上的事情。
Just like he told us in the Colossians, we ought to seek for heavenly things.
因为主耶稣在那个地方。
Because our Lord is there.
因为主耶稣从死里复活以后, 他就升到天上, 坐在神的右边。
Because the Lord resurrected and went up heaven and sat next to God.
所以他要我们追求这些属天的事情。
So he wants us to pursue the heavenly things.
而且他要我们思想属天的事情。
He wants to think about things that are from above.
这就是帖撒罗尼迦人他们的改变。
This is how the people change in Thessalonica.
不但如此。
Not only this.
他们也把福音能够传出去。
They can also spread out the gospel.
因为他们活出了一个福音的人生。
Because they lived a life of the gospel.
这个我们可以从第七节那边看到。
We can see this from verse 7.
他说，甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。
And you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia.
这个第七节哈，中文的新译本把它印成译成这样。
So in the Chinese version, they translate like this.
那么就是连着前面第六节。
So it's connected.
他就告诉我们，他说因为圣灵在他们中间，所以虽然他们在大患难当中，他们仍然能够领受真道，然后悔改，能够成为神的门徒。主耶稣的门徒。
So even though they were in great suffering, but because the work of the Spirit, they can repent, they can turn to God and become disciples of our Lord Jesus.
这样，你们就做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。
But by doing this, you became the models of all believers in Macedonia and Achaia.
因为保罗看见主的道已经从他们教会传出来了。
Because Paul sees that the gospel has been spread out from that church.
怎么传出来的？
How did they spread it?
就是因为他们生命的改变。
Because the life changes.
第八节。
Verse 8.
他说，因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来，你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处都传开了。所以我们在这里看见，福音的传开不是只有话语。
So here we can see how the spread of the gospel,
而且是由他们生命的改变,
not because of only words, but through the change of their life.
不但是在他们的周围,
not only their own surroundings.
我们知道帖撒罗尼迦是在马其顿,
We know that Thessalonica is in Macedonia.
所以是在他们周围, 他们也把福音传开了。
So to spread it out in their surroundings.
而且在亚该亚也听到他们,
also extended to Achaia.
而且在各处都听到他们,
and in all places heard of them.
这就是他们把福音传开了,
and this is how they spread the gospel.
不只是凭着他们的嘴,
not only by their mouth.
我们常常很多时候我们觉得传福音啊，就好像这是我们过去所看到的哈，我也不是说这个是不对，但是呢，我们常常觉得我们传福音只要把福音事例背好了之后，然后告诉人家，就是把福音传出去了。
We often think that if we spread the gospel, we just try to recite the message. I'm not criticizing, that's not true.
The 福音事例没有错的。
That is good to have the four laws of the gospel.
但是当我们把福音要把福音传出去的时候，我们的生命，我们的生活要跟着出去。
But when we spread the gospel, our life should also be spread out.
难怪很多时候，我自己发现，现在教会很多时候我们传福音没有力量。
That's why sometimes I realize when we are spreading the gospel, we don't have power.
因为我们没有像保罗那个样子，他经历了神的福音。
Because we were not like Paul.That he has experienced the gospel.
我们在这几节圣经里面，我们看见保罗他自己经历了。
Through those verses, we see Paul he himself experienced it.
我们也看见帖撒罗尼迦教会他们也经历了。
We also see the church in Thessalonica also experienced gospel.
难怪保罗说他们是一个蒙神所拣选的教会。
That's why Paul says they were the chosen of God.
他们是有属灵的深度的。
They have a depth in the spiritual life.
他们是有属灵的实际的。
They are practical in their spiritual life.
不是只是表面上。
Not only just the surface.
他们对神的福音是有反应的。
They have a response to God's gospel.
当我们想到这些事情的时候，
When we think about this,
我们稍微想一下我们自己。
We think about ourselves.
我们看见帖撒罗尼迦教会，他们是忠于纯正的福音。
We know the Thessalonians, they are true to the true gospel.
他们忠心地传讲神的话。
They devote to God's words and preach.
忠心传讲神的福音。
So they spread God's gospel.
我不知道你们听有没有听过一个人叫 Joe Austin。
I don't know if you've heard a person by the name Joe Austin.
那么他说他有一个教会是三万个人。
He has a church of about 30,000.
我有一次我就拿了他一本书来看。
Once I read a book by him.
他那本书啊, 从头到尾, 没有一件事情, 没有一个事情, 没有一个一页甚, 没有一句话里面提到悔改, 认罪, 归向神。
In that whole book, there's not a word, not a sentence that mentions about repentance, change, turn to God.
他所讲的就是, 所谓的成功啊, 就是成功的神学。
He only talk about success.
他所讲的就是你的, 你要, 你要过一个好的生活吗?
He tell you how to live a good life.
神可以给你的。
God can give you.
你要有一个好的居住的地方吗?
You want to have a good place to live?
神可以给你的。
God can give it to you.
他甚至教人啊, 就是画你想要一个房子吗?
He was teaching people, do you want a house?
他说你就把那个房子画下来,
you draw a picture of the house.
然后把它放在你的墙壁上面,
post on the wall.
他说每天对着他祷告,
just pray.
他说神就会把这个房子给你,
that God will give the house to you.
我知道我们教会有人看他的东西。
I know in my church some people read them.
我不知道你们这边有没有。
I don't know if one of you may have read.
或许你有没有听他的福音广播，不是福音广播， 听他的广播。
Have you ever heard of his broadcasting?
我告诉你， 不要去听的。
I tell you, don't listen to him.
不要去看他的书。
Don't read his book.
因为他不是传讲福音的真理。
So he's not telling you the truth of the gospel.
会混乱人的。
He will confuse you.
第二,
we can also see the people at the church in Thessalonica.
他们很忠心的, 他们信靠神的福音,
and they trust in God's word.
他们相信圣经就是神的话,
they believe the Bible is God's word.
他们相信保罗所传给他们的就是神的话,
they believe what Paul gives to them is God's word.
你们的好牧师啊, 你们的好牧师啊, 给你们, 要你们背的经节, 就是这个意思。
That's your pastor, your good pastor, teach you to memorize the verses for the same reason.
我们要相信这是神的话。
We need to believe this is God's word.
我们要相信这整本圣经都是神的话。
We need to believe the entire Bible is God's word.
我们不能够怀疑这个圣经里面有任何的一个地方不是神的话。
We cannot doubt anywhere in the Bible that's not God's word.
所有都是神的话。
All are God's word.
这是提撒罗尼迦人他们所表现出来的。
This is what demonstrated by the people in Thessalonica.
所以保罗非常喜欢他们啊。
That's why Paul likes them.
所以保罗非常爱他们。
So Paul loves them.
保罗告诉他们, 保罗说他们的见证, 说他们的, 生活上的见证, 伴着这个福音就传出去了。
So God, Paul told them the testimony of their life helped to spread the gospel.
第三个,
the third,
帖撒罗尼迦人, 他们忠心活出神的福音。
So the people in Thessalonica, they lived out God's gospel.
他们不是只是把它当成一个, 一个理论听一下。
They didn't think that was just a theory, just to listen.
他们听到了这个福音之后, 他们就照着去活。
So they listened and they lived by it.
我们常常会想, 我自己在看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的时候, 我发现了一件事情, 就是我们所传, 就是传福音的人呢, 跟所传的福音是连在一起的。
When I read the Thessalonians, I realized the people who spread the gospel and the gospel are connected together.
所以保罗他说是我们的福音。
That's why Paul says it's our gospel.
是主耶稣的福音。
It's the gospel of Lord.
是神的福音。
It's God's gospel.
但是这个福音已经成了保罗他的一个生命了。
But this became part of his Paul's life.
帖撒罗尼迦也是一样。
The same with Thessalonica.
神的福音已经变成了他们的福音。
God's gospel became their gospel.
所以当神的福音, 基督的福音传出去的时候,
so when the gospel of God spread it out,
这些马其顿的人, 这些雅盖亚的人, 他们就能够看见他们的信心。
So those people in Macedonia can see their faith, their conviction.
弟兄姐妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们怎么知道我们是蒙拣选的？
How do we know we are the chosen?
这个问题啊，很难，是一个很大的问题。
This is a big problem.
我也晓得你们的好牧师啊，这个他这个一定会跟你们解释这些事情。
I know your pastor will explain to you.
我们常常在一起的时候就讨论这些事情哈。
We often can work together, we discuss it.
但是在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面让我们看见一件事情。
But there's one thing that teaches us in Thessalonica.
我们是不是蒙拣选是神的作为。
Whether we are chosen or not is God's work.
因为我们从神的福音上面我们晓得。
Because we know from God's word.
这个福音是出于神的。
This gospel comes from God.
是有大能的。
It has great power.
是要拯救那些信他的人。
To save those who believe in him.
我们怎么知道我们是蒙拣选的？
How do we know we are chosen?
我们从我们的行，我们从我们的生活，我们可以看得出来。
We can see that through our lives.
但是我自己从帖撒罗尼迦前书啊，我看见一件事情，我们不是只是去看我们的生活行为。
I also see one thing in this book. We are not only look at our life.
我们如果说只看我们的生活行为的话
，If we only see our actions,
我不晓得我们有多少人会肯定的知道你是蒙拣选的。
I don't know how many of you are.convinced that you're chosen.
因为我们的行为很多时候真的是叫我们觉得我们好像跟神没有关系的。
Because sometimes our action tells us we have no relationship with God.
我们对神的话一点兴趣都没有。
We have no interest in God's word.
我们早上第一件事情一眼睛一打开第一件事情不是想到神。
So when we open our eyes the first time in the morning, we're not thinking of God.
我们想到的就是这个世界上其他的事情。
We thought about all the things on this world.
我们一天二十四小时里面我们只有大概不晓得有多少时间是给神的。
How many hours we give to God in our 24 hours?
我们所做的事情，我们没有办法看出来，我们是被神拣选的。
From what our deeds, we cannot tell if we are chosen by God.
所以我说，我们不能够只看我们的行为。
That's why I said we cannot only look at our.
我们必须要像保罗一样。
We must be like Paul.
我们先要看神他自己的福音。
We must first look and read God's gospel.
你听到的是什么福音？
What kind of gospel have you heard?
你接受的是什么样的福音？
What gospel have you received?
纯正的福音，现在人不太喜欢听的。
Now, today's people, they don't like to hear God.
因为他们的耳朵发痒了。
Because their ears are itching.
因为他们的耳朵发沉。
Because their ears are heavy.
这不是他们想要听的。
This is not what they want to hear.
但是保罗跟帖撒罗尼迦人让我们看见，我们必须要听纯正的福音。
But Paul and Thessalonians tell us we need to hear the true gospel.
我们必须要领受纯正的福音。
We must receive the true gospel.
我们必须要在我们每天的生活当中活出这个纯正的福音。
We must live out this true gospel in our life.
我们这个最近最大的新闻是什么？
What is the great news now?
奥运会是不是、啊、
The Olympics.
那我们在美国看到这个奥运会最大的新闻，我相信跟中国大陆这个奥运会新闻是不太一样的哈。
I believe that the news we read in the United States are different from.
因为这个，因为对象不同。
Because the audience is different.
那我们在这里，我们看到奥运会最引人注目的是什么
？What is the most attractive thing on the Olympics?
Yeah, 年轻人都知道 Michael Phelps, 对不对
？So all youth knows.
所以以后要去游泳，对不对
？So we're all gonna go swimming.
我相信他的事情会让很多的小孩啊，会引起很多的人啊，对游泳开始有兴趣。
I'm sure Michael Phelps inspired a lot of young people interested in swimming.
那当我对我们来讲，可能是已经过了时候了哈。
For us, the past is over.
我就发现这些运动员呢。
I see those athletes.
他们好像他们总是有一些人呢、啊，能够英文叫做 inspire 他们。
May every of the athletes have somebody that inspires.
然后给他们一个目标。
Give them a purpose.
所以他们希望能够达到他那个样子，然后超过他。
So they reach, they hope to reach that point, but also exceeding that point.
如果我们是蒙神所拣选的。
If we were chosen by God.
如果我们被他改变了。
If we were changed by God.
如果我们的世界观改变了。
If our worldview changed.
我们要选择什么样的人来做我们的目标。
What kind of people we're going to choose to be our purpose?
过去有很多年轻人很崇拜爱因斯坦，对不对？
In the past, some young people admire Einstein.
我不知道现在还有没有哈。
I don't know if there's anyone today still.
那么有一个年轻人，他真的是崇拜爱因斯坦到一个地步。
There was one young person who admired Einstein.
他家里面墙上全是贴着爱因斯坦的照片。
To the point he posted his pictures all over his.
门上面也是贴着爱因斯坦的照片。
On the door is his picture.
然后他睡觉睡在下铺，那个上铺呢底下也是贴着爱因斯坦的照片。
So he lived downbunk bed on top of him is a picture.
他就想说将来他要做爱因斯坦第二。
So he wants to be the second Einstein in the future.
当然我也不晓得还有多少相对论可以被他发现啊。
We don't know if there's any more revelation.
还有什么其他的事情可以被他发现？
Anything else can he discover?
但是我们是蒙神拣选的。
But we are chosen by God.
我们选谁做我们的榜样？
Who are we going to choose to be our model?
做我们的模范。
To be our model.
做我们的生命中、生活中的一个目标。
To be the goal of our life.
主耶稣啊，保罗他告诉帖撒罗尼迦教会的人。
So Paul told the people of the Thessalonians.
他说你们是蒙神所拣选的。
You are chosen by God.
他说他们也把他当作他们的啊效法他。
So they were the imitators of God.
他说他们也要应该要效法主耶稣。
They should be imitators of Jesus.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你要选择谁去效法？
Who you going to choose to imitate?
你已经是被神所拣选的。
That you know, you, because you're chosen by God.
当然我知道，也许我们当中有的人，你说，哎，我还没有信主。
Maybe some of us have not a believer yet.
那么，你们神没有选你。
God has not chosen you.
但是我们中间已经信了主的人了。
For those who are already believers.
神拣选了你。
God has chosen you.
你在这个世界上，你要怎么样过活
？How are you going to live in this life?
你靠着什么活在这个世界上？
What you live depend on?
帖撒罗尼迦的教会给我们看见一个很清楚很清楚的一个榜样。
So the church in Thessalonica give a clear example.
我们要过一种生活是忠于这个纯正的福音。
Our lives should be true to the truth of gospel.
我们要忠心的信靠神的福音。
We should be truly dependent, convicted by God's gospel.
我们要忠心的活出神的福音。
We are to truly live out God's gospel.
我告诉你，如果我们这样子做
，If we do so,
神的道跟他的福音跟我们的信心就会在这个地方叫什么 ？Edina。还是 Bloomington Edina 对不对？神的道就会跟着我们的信心一起传出去了。
So God's word and God's gospel shall be spread with us throughout the Edina.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
来，我们的主，我们感谢你。
Oh, the Lord who loves us, we thank you.
我们把我们众弟兄姐妹都交在你的手中。
We present all our brothers and sisters into thy hands.
主，你让我们来到你的面前。
You let us come before you.
主，我们承认我们是得罪了你。
We must confess we have offended you.
我们传福音没有力量，只因为我们得罪了你。
We have no power in our way to spread the gospel because we have offended you.
求你赦免我们。
Please forgive us.
我们把这个教会也仰望在你的手中。
We also present this church into thy hands.
我们感谢你赐给我们一个很好的牧师。
We thank you for giving us a very good pastor.
忠心的传讲你自己的话语。
Teaches your words truthfully.
大胆的传讲你自己的话语。
Dare to teach your words.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们也为着这个教会感谢。
We also thank you for this church.
我们看见你在弟兄姐妹当中做你自己的善工。
We know you have done your good works among the brothers and sisters.
你不断地带人到你的面前来。
Not only bring people to you.
主也把人能够建造起来。
And also to edify people.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们这样子感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We give thanks and pray in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.